From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama, speaking in Hanoi, says the Vietnamese and American people are embarking on a 100-year journey together. Whether the two countries involved will solidify their relationship, Mr. Obama says his visit has put it on a firmer footing for decades to come. Earlier today in Hanoi, he spoke of the benefits of closer ties between the two countries.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together. We welcome more Vietnamese students to America than from any other country in Southeast Asia. And every year, you welcome more and more American tourists.
In the audience for the address were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting the rights to freedom of speech and press, as well as the right to assemble, are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. Greek authorities have begun evacuating the informal refugee camp of Idomeni at dawn this morning. At least 400 police officers went into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating the refugees. What makes this evacuation different from previous attempts is that in recent months, Greek authorities have confirmed the locations of 9 camps around Thessaloniki so that migrants know where they're going and that new camps are prepared and waiting for them. While the Afghan Taliban have not officially confirmed or denied the death of their chief, Mullah Akbar Mansour, in a U.S. drone attack, insurgent leaders appear to be preparing for a new leadership transition. In a Pashto language statement released to pro-Taliban media outlets, a senior member of the group's so-called Rabbari Shura, the leadership council, urged Taliban fighters not to pay attention or desist in conclusions. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has condemned Monday's bombing at a hospital in the Syrian coastal city of Jabla, which killed more than 40 people. The explosion was one of a series of car bombs and suicide attacks in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities that killed a total of 150 people and is claimed by the Islamic State. The U.S. condemned the attacks by the IS group, also known as Daesh. Mark Toner is a State Department spokesperson.
We're obviously going to continue efforts to destroy Daesh in the region. We understand that Daesh represents a threat that is palpable to all in Syria and in Iraq. I think what it highlights is the need, urgent need, to get a political process moving forward that can resolve the civil war in Syria so that all parties can turn their attention to Daesh.
Meantime, Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say an operation is underway to liberate Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State in Syria. In a video posted online today, two members of the U.S. allied group say the offensive to liberate the city is already begun, and the first step is to free the northern portion. More protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in several cities on Monday. In Nairobi, police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse about 100 demonstrators before they could close in on the commission headquarters. Other protests against electoral bias took place in Kisumu, where reports say one person was killed, as well as Mombasa and Kakamega. Protesters want the commission disbanded before next year's elections. Iraqi forces say they have retaken agricultural areas of Garma outside Fallujah, the western Iraqi city held by Islamic State. Over the weekend, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced a combined ground force has begun an offensive to retake the city. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is calling for better international cooperation in sharing the burden of addressing the world's largest humanitarian crises.
Birleşmiş Milletler verilerine göre.
Mr. Erdogan spoke Monday in Istanbul at a two-day UN summit that convened against the backdrop of the massive migration into Turkey of Syrian and Iraqi civilians fleeing years of war. He is saying, Turkey is a country hosting the most refugees in the world. I'm sure you're aware of the burden it has brought to us. On the other hand, Turkey did not receive the necessary contribution in this role. We expect a fairer sharing of the burden. Analysts say the presence of 3 million migrants on Turkish soil makes the country the world's largest host of displaced people, part of what UN calls the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. And South Korea, meantime, says an unspecified number of North Korean workers have fled their jobs in Shanghai, China, and will seek asylum in South Korea. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.